From where we stand today, we can discern the past, the wrecked pre-modern and traditional patterns, the decades of destructuring, warfare, and corrosive intellectual analysis, the free experimentation with lifestyle, marriage, family patterns, and sexuality that is inherent in deep liminality. But we cannot yet identify with certainty the emergent structures of new patterns of wholeness. In this book, I shall not try to decipher this impending global development, which doubtless will take many decades to unfold and solidify. Rather, I shall concentrate upon the notion of psychological transformation itself, and upon the outcomes of transformation for the individual person. Transformation is by no means behind us. Individuals and collectives still are in the firm grip of powerful transformational forces, and this is sure to be the case into the foreseeable future. It is useful for us to understand the nature and purposes of individual psychological transformation. First, in order to manage the anxiety that attends it, and second, to identify its significant features, so as to differentiate transformation from simple deconstructive nihilism on the one side, and from utopian delusion on the other. It is fatefully important that we begin to see individuals as indispensable wholes, rather than as cogs in a giant machine, or grains of sand on the beach of collective humanity. Furthermore, there may be important analogies that can be drawn between individual transformation and collective processes of change. Once the individual's process is clarified, models can be created for examining collective processes as well. What then are transforming persons? And what do they look like? Transforming persons are not necessarily ideal people who elicit our admiration and call for emulation. They are people who are in the process of transformation, and therefore often are incomplete, like works in progress. They are becoming themselves, yet they are also, oddly, becoming what they have not yet been. Often they are people who transform others and their surrounding cultures. It is my personal conviction that only those who have been or are being transformed can be agents of further transformation. In this book's four chapters, I want to consider several factors attendant upon the full emergence of the self in adulthood. In Chapter 1, I describe the process of transformation in adulthood and what it is like to be deeply affected by it. I go on in Chapter 2 to consider the means by which psychological transformation comes about in people, the transformative image. In Chapter 3, I look at the role of intimate relationships in transformation. And in Chapter 4, I study and compare Rembrandt's and Picasso's self-portraits and Jung's architectural statement at Balingen, with the aim of describing, through the use of these figures as examples, some of the characteristic features of transforming persons. My guiding idea throughout this work is the notion that transformation leads people to become more deeply and completely who they are and have always potentially been. Change to the new, paradoxically, is change to the very old. Transformation is realization, revelation, and emergence, not self-improvement, change for the better, or becoming a more ideal person. The transforming person is someone who realizes the inherent self to the maximum extent possible, and in turn influences others to do the same.